Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. How are you doing? What has been happening this week? First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for the love on the past couple podcasts I've posted. You guys really seem to have enjoyed those episodes and it always means so much to me when those episodes do well or when episodes in general do really well. So thank you. And if you are an avid listener of this podcast, I love you very much and I'm really grateful for all of the views and the listens, I suppose, not views. But yes. Anyway, now that's over, I have a really interesting topic for you guys. I posted on Instagram this week. Well, yeah, it'll be this week when you're hearing this, if you're listening to it on Sunday, about how to boost your energy levels naturally. If you don't follow me on Instagram, please go and follow me on Instagram because I post so many healthy tips on there and lots of other stuff as well. So give me a follow on that. But apart from that, I really want to go in quite, I don't want to say in depth, but go into it a little bit about how to actually do this, how to make yourself feel energized on the daily, on a daily basis without kind of thinking or relying on caffeine or unhealthy foods or energy drinks or whatever it may be that might boost your energy levels. We're going to go into how to actually be feeling good and feeling energized all the time, which seems like a crazy thing to do. And to be honest, it really is just being healthy and having a healthy diet. Of course, this is excluding people that have conditions that are linked to fatigue or mental fatigue or physical fatigue or whatever it may be. That is not to do with these types of conditions. And although a healthy diet will make your these types of conditions 100 times better, in a lot of cases, not all, these types of tips are specifically for people who are just feeling a little bit tired or in general just feels super tired or whatever it may be. These tips are for you. So the main thing I'm focusing on, obviously because I'm a nutritionist, is the diet aspect. And it is quite insane the impact that diet actually does have on our wellness and on our physical feeling in general, but also mental wellness, mental clarity, fatigue, all of the above. So I have five minerals, five nutrients that you should be focusing on when it comes to feeling tired or feeling fatigued or whatever it may be. And even if you're someone who maybe has like postprandial slumps, so that's like after dinner, after lunch, after breakfast, something like that, this is worth considering as well. Because we shouldn't really ever be feeling massively tired during the day or in general, unless it's at night and you're sleep deprived or whatever it may be. But if you're getting adequate sleep and you're also, you know, there's nothing technically wrong with your lifestyle, you shouldn't really be feeling tired a lot. And that's kind of a sign of something deeper. So yeah, let's get into it. So of course we have the complex B vitamins. Of course we've got these. So this is vitamins B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B8, B9 and B12. And that's a lot to remember, okay? But if you do go over onto my Instagram, then you will be able to see all of these in a really easy format and you can save it and you can look back on it. We also have vitamin C, we have iron, we have magnesium, we also have zinc. So I'm going to be focusing on these today and also a couple other tips at the end as well for you to have a think about. So basically all of these nutrients play a different role in energy yield and metabolism, so creating energy for the body, DNA synthesis, oxygen transport, and as well some other neural functions and things like that. These vitamins are insanely complex, I would like to stress that. They don't have, the only functions of them are not to make you feel, you know, energized. It isn't that, but they play multiple factors that without them cause a serious slowing down of the production in your body and your generalized health and well-being. So it may impact mental and physical fatigue having deficiencies in these nutrients, but really if there are deficiencies in some of these nutrients or if you're repeatedly not getting enough of these nutrients, it might be making you feel tired or making you feel in general not as high energy as you could be. So it's worth looking at. So fatigue is a direct link, could be a direct link to those things. We also have all of the B vitamins. So if we think about those B vitamins that I just told you guys, how many is there? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 B vitamins. This is how important B vitamins are. Honestly, I cannot stress it enough. So all of the B vitamins that I just said, except for folate, which is a different thing I want to talk about, is involved in at least one, but often many different steps of the energy production system at a very cellular, deep cellular level. So what does that mean? So we have a number of different ways of getting energy from our food that we eat, from the nutrients we consume. Carbohydrates is, of course, the main source of energy for our body because it's very easily changeable into glucose. Then we have fat stores and as well protein if absolute needs must. So getting energy from these sources is really important when it comes to feeling tired or a reduction in performance or whatever that is. So it's really important that these B vitamins are constantly stocked, you might want to say, to a high level so that we can use them in the energy transport system, in the energy production system. So they're really, really important. Specifically B6, B9, B12, and as well as iron, which I mentioned as well, is specifically important for oxygen transport and then, of course, energy and then fatigue, or so feeling tired at any time. These are really, really important. When we're thinking about oxygen transportation, I'm sure we've all heard of red blood cells. They are basically transporting oxygen to your muscles, to your bones, all these different places. They're taking oxygen because a lot of systems in our body require oxygen to function, right? So say if you take it for an exercise example, if our bodies don't get enough oxygen to our muscles during exercise, it does not go very well. So around about 80% of our oxygen, output, yeah, that's a good word for it. Our oxygen output during exercise goes to those muscles that are specifically being used. So our body's very good at manoeuvring oxygen from different places to do what we need to do, right? But if we don't have adequate oxygen transportation, there is 100% for sure that you're going to feel tired and you're going to feel fatigue. One of those really good examples of that is anemia, which I'm sure we've all heard of. I'm sure we know someone with anemia, or you have anemia yourself. It's pretty common these days, which is a micronutrient deficiency in iron or vitamin B12 or maybe even both. So maybe something that isn't isn't as common for people to know is that there's multiple different forms of anemia which come from different nutrient deficiencies. So there's a type of anemia that comes from vitamin B12 deficiency, and there's a type of anemia that comes from iron deficiency. So sometimes it's not just about iron, but in general, a symptom of anemia, or whatever type of anemia it is fatigue. And that's because of that poor oxygen transportation. So that's really important. It's like a good link to think about why oxygen transportation is really, really important when it comes to energy. So if we're not getting enough of these nutrients, yeah, then we might be having problems with feeling tired or feeling lethargic, or maybe even just low energy in general. It could be nutrient deficiency, it could be anemia. So if you are worried about anemia because of lack of energy, or if you feel other symptoms associated with anemia, please go talk to your doctor about that one. We then have vitamins B2, vitamin C, iron, magnesium, and zinc. And these are all kind of grouped together in their functions, okay? So these specific nutrients help with oxidative stress. And if you watched my YouTube video, what one was that? Oh my gosh, something just flew at my microphone. I'm not even sure what that was. That was insane. Anyway, so if you watched my YouTube video about Four Secrets to Health, I think it was, or if you've been listening to this podcast for ages, you'll know what oxidative stress is. Oxidative stress is DNA damage throughout, years of time from poor diet, lack of exercise, ultraviolet light, radiation, smoking, stuff like that. So these vitamins help with oxidative stress. Would note that magnesium, and the specific of magnesium nutrient, is not linked directly to prevention of oxidative stress, but in cases where people are nutrient deficient in magnesium, it seems to increase the risk of oxidative stress. So it's important somehow, we're not really sure how, but it's important. So these nutrients are really important. They're going to help prevent DNA damage over time, and then chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, obesity, problems with every part in your body can occur with oxidative stress. So when it comes to the importance of diet, when it comes to energy levels and overall health, it's pretty damn important that we're getting enough of these nutrients. and all nutrients, but these nutrients specifically seem to play a really important role when it comes to fatigue and feeling good all the time. And of course, if we're feeling tired, if we're feeling low energy, that's going to massively impact our relationships, our work life, and our exercise, our overall health. It's massive. So not feeling energized will massively impact your health. And I'm sure people know it's just not nice to feel low energy all the time and not have energy for the things you need to do. Again, not looking at conditions here. There's a couple other things that you can do to help prevent fatigue, and I will tell you a little bit about what foods you should be eating to get these nutrients in, by the way. I will do that, and you can again go onto my Instagram account and save that post that I just posted about this topic, so that then you can go back and have a look at it written down, because this is a thing that I always do. I always make podcasts and I don't ever want people to listen and then lose the information because they don't have access to it written down in a format. Because I mean, it's so annoying if you hear something in a podcast and you think, oh, that's so good, I need to remember that, and then you forget it, and then there's just no way of you getting that information back because it's in a podcast that you don't know when they said it. So I've been doing this, I've been making Instagram posts prior to my podcast so that you can go back, save that, look at it whenever you need it. So please do follow me on Instagram for that, and also save that post so that you can come back to it if you're really wanting to make these changes in your diet. I will go through those nutrients on the podcast today, but if you forget what sources of these nutrients or these foods have these nutrients in them, then please do have a look at my Instagram. But before I say that, we always have to give a shout out to a couple different things when it comes to energy levels. So of course we've got water. If you're not having enough water, if you're dehydrated, that is going to impact your energy levels massively. It's really, really important that we drink enough water for the overall functioning of our body. Again, if our chemical reactions within our body that need to take place are limited or aren't happening because of lack of water, because of lack of nutrients, you're going to feel tired, you're going to feel lethargic, because your body is having to maneuver its source of energy or its preferred source of energy and change it to something else or do a different route, which takes more energy, which takes more steps, that then reduces your capacity to feel good, to feel energized. I keep wanting to say full, because I always talk about food. I keep wanting to say makes you feel full. Anyway, so that's really important. I say this all the time, but 2 liters a day is the average for most people. If you're a little bit of a bigger person, or if you don't mean that in a bad way, I just mean if you're tall, if you're a man, if you are a bigger person than the average human, then please do drink a little bit more water, maybe 3 liters a day. That also goes for people that exercise a lot. Try and get in a little bit more than 2 liters a day. It sounds like a lot, especially if you don't drink enough water, but just take it slow and you can get used to it, I promise. But it does take time. Then number two, of course, is adequate sleep. If you're feeling tired, number one place to look is where your sleep is, you know, what your sleep's looking like. If you're not getting enough sleep, of course you're going to feel tired. You don't need me to tell you that. Sleep is so important. Oh my God. I have a podcast on this from ages ago. I might actually update it because it's a good one. So go listen to that one if you've forgotten about the importance of sleep. Of course, 7 to 9 hours a night has been shown to be beneficial for every human. The absolute minimum to maximum sleep every human should be getting every night is 7 to 9 hours. Really important. Then we also have reduced stress. That's also something that I find really, really, really time and time again is impacting with energy levels. Really try to manage that. So important. Of course, however that looks like for you is super different, and it's also a really difficult thing to do if you are someone who's really stressed. It's just really hard to reduce your stress, but work out what works for you, whether that's journaling, slowing down, taking more time off work, whatever it is. I know it's super complex and not as easy as that, but if you can prioritize reducing your stress, that will definitely do wonders for your energy levels. So you can't talk about boosting your natural energy levels without talking about those three things. So I want to give that a little shout out. Now, I will go over with you the different nutrients and where you can get these sources. So we've got B vitamins, and I would say one of the best, most all-rounder sources of B vitamins is beans, okay? And you can get B vitamins from many, many, many different kinds of foods. So we've also got vegetables, we've got fish, we've got dairy products and leafy greens, but specifically beans are so rich in nutrients, they're so rich in fibre, and they're also really rich in B vitamins. So I think they're a really great all-rounder that if you can increase your amount of beans in your diet, beans, legumes, so like lentils, split peas, you know, cannellini beans, chickpea, you know, all the works, if you can increase those in your diet, you will be increasing a lot of other nutrients as well and a lot of fibre. So if you are struggling with B vitamins, go to your beans. B for beans, okay? Let's grab that in our brains. So that's really important. Then for vitamin C, I'm sure we all kind of know great things for vitamin C, which is citrus fruits, so oranges, lemons, grapefruit. Then we also have things like bell peppers, strawberries, tomatoes, potatoes, and cruciferous vegetables, which is things like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, stuff like that. And for iron, for mineral iron, we need different sources of meat for that. Also leafy vegetables. Vegetables are high in iron as well. Iron's a wee bit of a complex one. Try not to have too much red meat. So I would say no more, absolutely no more than 2 portions of red meat a week, especially if it's processed. Try to remove as much processed meat as you can from your diet. But red meat, so things like mince, steak, stuff like that, can be really good for iron sources. We also have, you know, the leafy veg that is really good. Spinach, things like that, is going to help with iron. Also, if you are having enough vitamin C, that's going to help with iron absorption too. They're a nice little duo that work really well together in the body and encourage each other, which is fun. Then we have magnesium, so things like legumes, beans, you know, they're in everything. We also have whole grains, nuts, seeds, again, green leafy vegetables, and even things like dark chocolate are pretty high in magnesium. And we know magnesium to be really important in a lot of different functions, so trying to get enough of that is really, really important. And finally, zinc. We've got red meat, fish, nuts, and whole grains. So really, if you, without focusing too much on specific foods, if you're having lots of beans, lots of vegetables, lots of whole grains, you're going to be fine for these nutrients, okay? So as long as you're having these types of foods, don't worry about everything else. If you're prioritizing these types of foods, beans, nuts, legumes, vegetables, fruits, you will be fine and your energy levels should skyrocket, hopefully, if you're not someone who already has lots of healthy foods. But it's really important that we do prioritise these foods as well as prioritise our water intake, sleep, stress. We've also got the importance of exercise for energy levels as well. Didn't touch too much on that today. But it's so important, and if we can increase our energy levels, we can increase our output, we can increase how good we feel. And honestly, it's a big one when it comes to health. So yes, and if you are thinking that was so much information, Mari, that was like a lot to remember, go over to my Instagram, save that, go back to it later. But I want your key takeaway is to have more beans, have more vegetables, legumes, nuts, fruits. Prioritize that in your diet and you will hopefully feel much more energized than before. But yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and please do follow along for the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. It really does help me a lot. And share this with anyone who think you might need it. If you have any tired friends, share this, tired family, share it to them. Yes, I really hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. And I will speak to you all next week. Bye.